Thank you very much, Nicolo. Ministers, deputy ministers, ladies and gentlemen of the media, PGs, fellow South Africans, good morning to you all. Thank you very much for joining us this morning for a briefing on the security stability of our country. The Justice, Crime Prevention and Security Cluster Committee knows with deep concern the unfolding incidents of violence and lawlessness in some of our country, in some parts of our country, and we want to assert government's position that any lawlessness will not be tolerated. Government will not hesitate to enforce the laws of the country and will continue to act speedily and decisively on any criminal activity in South Africa under any guise. The recent spate of attacks against foreign nationals in some part of KwaZulu-Natal province must be condemned in the strongest possible terms by all South Africans. The constitution of our country protects the rights of all people living within the country, South Africans and foreigners alike. Government will do everything within the law to ensure safety of all citizens and foreign nationals irrespective of their status. President Jacob Zuma has assigned the Ministers of Home Affairs, Minister Malusi Gigaba, Minister Nathi Nhleko from the Police and State Security Minister David Mashobo to work with the KwaZulu-Natal provincial government to arrest the violence that has broken out in some Durban residential areas. The KwaZulu-Natal provincial government has established an interdepartmental task team to coordinate the response. A provincial joint priority committee has been activated to coordinate government departments in responding to these incidences of violence against foreign nationals in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. Additional law enforcement officers have been mobilized from around the country and deployed to the affected areas to enforce the law and prevent further attacks. Thus far, at least 48 suspects have been apprehended since the past weekend. All district disaster management centers have been placed on high alert and a 24-hour call center has been established. Shelters have been set up to accommodate displaced foreign nationals and basic amenities such as water, sanitation and health care are being provided. Government is working closely with the UNHCR and UNICEF as well as other non-governmental organizations to provide food, psychosocial and other support to those affected. The process of reintegrating those who were displaced back into their communities has begun. Community engagements are being conducted through the communities in dialogue program, community safety forums, ward committees, and through community development workers, amongst others. We would like to remind the people of South Africa that our country is a signatory to various international protocols and obligations, such as the Geneva Protocol on Refugees, which promotes human rights and protects the rights of refugees. Accordingly, we reiterate the call made by our President for South Africans to operate within the law. As South Africans, we should refuse to be part of the attacks on innocent people merely because they happen to be foreigners. Those who are in the country illegally should be reported to the police and they will be returned to their countries of origin in a lawful manner. But that does not mean that they are deported and then they are back in the country the following week. Because then when they come back, they will have to be penalized. Whilst government is going to be taking resolute action against South Africans who attack foreign nationals, we are equally determined to take action against all foreign nationals who commit crime in our country. The possession of unlicensed firearms by foreign nationals and South Africa is a matter of serious concern to our cluster. Each and every person working and living in the country must obey the law of the country. We have established dedicated courtrooms and appointed dedicated prosecutors as well as foreign language interpreters to ensure that justice is meted out swiftly in these cases. We all know that it is incorrect to argue, as some amongst us do, that crime is committed mainly by non-South Africans. Even if we suspect or have evidence that some people are engaged in crime, we should work with our law enforcement agencies so that these criminals are arrested. This applies equally to South Africans and foreigners because a criminal is a criminal, irrespective of nationality, and should be made to face the full might of the law. Indeed, if some foreigners are involved in criminal activities, we cannot mete out collective punishment to all foreigners because of the criminal activities of a few individuals. We continue to note the concern various acts of vandalism of statues and other monuments. These actions of vandalism are contrary to the principles of the Constitution and also constitute a criminal act. Government is aware of the sentiments in the country relating to our racist and colonial past. We do understand and appreciate the frustration from sections of our society who may feel the program of building new heritage architecture is moving slowly, but it must be emphasized that much as we understand these frustrations, there are processes that need to be followed to deal with these or any of these matters related to monuments. There are laws in place that regulate the removal and preservation of any undesirable historic monument. The National Heritage Resources Act of 1999 outlines the consultative processes that should be followed in the case of a removal and or relocation of a statue. It is important that everything is done in an orderly fashion and according to the laws of the land. We remind our people that destruction of statues is illegal. Vandalism and the destruction of the statues constitute a crime and will force the police to protect such figures, which in turn takes away our resources from fighting crime. This has a negative impact on our crime-fighting efforts, whereas if the processes for dealing with these matters were followed in an orderly manner, there would be no need to divert limited resources to guarding of statues. However, government will not turn a blind eye on any crime. Destruction of any property is a criminal offense, and those that are involved will face the full might of the law. In a similar vein, the illegal occupation of private and state-owned land that we have witnessed in recent days will not be allowed to continue. In February 2014, the National Assembly passed the Restitution of Land Rights Amendment Bill, which reopened the land restitution process. The new deadline, which applies to any person dispossessed of their property until after the 19th of June 1913, paves the way for all qualifying South Africans who missed the initial deadline of the 31st of December 1988 to lodge land claims. Therefore, there is absolutely no justification for any illegal invasion. Government remains committed to land reform in accordance within the rule of the law. The expropriation of land without compensation is not government policy. We will continue to be guided by our progressive constitution that recognizes and sets out measures to address deep-rooted inequalities of our past. Government will continue to pursue the just and equitable principle for compensation as set out in the constitution instead of the willing buyer, willing seller principle, which forces the state to pay more for land than the actual value. No person has a right to allow, encourage, motivate, organize, or instigate the occupation of land of whatever nature. Communities are asked to work with government and report people who are instigating for illegal invasion of government or private owned land. We also urge landowners who fall prey to invaders to, without delay, approach the court for an eviction order in terms of the prevention of illegal eviction form and unlawful occupation of land Act of 1998. We do not condone illegal invasion of land whatsoever. We urge South Africans to make use of laws and processes that describe how land issues should be handled. The JCPS cluster will not stand by and watch while these acts of illegal land invasions continue in our country. We will not hesitate to ensure that those who break these laws that are binding upon all of us are held responsible. Now, under the threat of radicalization of South African youth, the recruitment and radicalization of particular young people to take part in acts of terror is a growing global phenomenon. The JCPS cluster will not allow South Africa to be used as a recruitment platform for terror groups. We wish to reiterate our resolve to ensure that South Africa remains a place where people feel and are safe. As we conclude, we want to sound a note of caution to all South Africans not to lend themselves to terrorist activities. Agencies of the JCPS cluster work closely with the parents and of the child who was recently rescued from potential recruitment into an international terror organization. Against that background, we encourage the community at large, and parents in particular, to exercise caution and be concerned about any activity their children may be involved in. Cyber technology has proven itself to be a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it enables development, whilst on the other hand, greater internet accessibility poses major risks, especially to children. Parents should take an extra effort to monitor their children's online activities. Parents and guardians need to know who their children interact with, who they are chatting with, who they associate with. They need to know what websites their children visit. We know that our children have rights, and we know that most of the time they remind us as parents about their rights, and they are very familiar with the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa as well. But in the interest of keeping and ensuring the safety of our children, it is important that we monitor their activities. Thank you very much. Thank you.